This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled.
Welcome to Reinvention Radio.
Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All right, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Mary Goulet is next to me.
I know.
Oh, I love this. Okay, so new studio. Rich Ote is now across from me.
That's true.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I'm kind of digging on the new place. It's let's just say it needs what were we just talking about? We were talking about like if one wall like stays up, then it's a renovation versus a new something or another,
new
right?
Construction,
so,
yeah.
So this we just need. Just a little bit of Mary love. That's what we need, or a little bit of Valerie love.
Oh.
How about that? See, we got the
we
got the ladies in the house, right? And so
I guess if I fix it up,
it's not going to be. you're going to come in. You're going to go. Let's go back to the old studio, like with the quickness.
We definitely have to warm it up because it's not Maryized at all.
It's not Maryized, but is it feng shuiized or
well,
how
I got
do we? Because you're
catbird seat. I can look to the control booth. I can see the front door. I can see you guys.
Yeah, and we got
power
the
position,
and we got the dogs here. So Pema and Ananda are here. Those are my pups, and that's a good thing. And Valerie, you're here.
Hey there.
So yo, hey, welcome.
Thank you.
That is so cool. You decided to come down and rant with us, which
is
awesome.
I'm a good ranter.
You are. Well, you're
I'm a ranter.
You're a woman.
Yes. Oh, wait a second.
I didn't sign up for that. I'm sorry. No,
you know,
but
you're sitting right next to me now.
You know what they say. I mean, it's like, whoa, man. It's like, that's that. No, I just. Okay, no, I'm not kidding at all. Look, it's great. I'm glad to have you guys here because absolutely this is an opportunity for us to talk about, and Valerie, this is your first time ranting with us. This is the first time that you'll be able to talk about anything that's really on your mind. And actually, you were talking about something interesting before we came on, which is that whole Colin Kaepernick thing, right? And Mary, are you following that?
Yeah, I read an article in the Wall Street Journal this morning by a guy who had 16 points about that whole thing. And he really didn't sway too hard against him or for him.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, he's like, everybody be nice.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
I don't know. Richie, what's your take on that, man? Because I know you follow sports. And actually, I was at the Chargers game on
Thursday.
So was I.
Were you there, too? Oh, you were probably
but
much
I was
closer
going,
than I was.
Go San Francisco.
Were you? Oh, man. Yeah, I was like literally like three rows from the top. It was like, I think at that point, it was pretty much like the cheapest seats I could possibly have gotten. Clearly, I got. And the boys were like, we really want to go to a Chargers game. You know how much it takes to take a family of four to a Chargers game? Or like any professional game for that matter?
You're lucky you went to a preseason one.
Right, exactly.
Because those seats were cheap compared to a regular game.
Right. And by the way, ladies, don't go to any football games at all with a purse or with a bag or with anything that is bigger than basically your hand that's see-through.
Yeah, you gotta have a seat.
Did you know that?
Well, don't they just make you open it and they take a stick and like
you're no,
not no mo.
Really? What do
not,
they do?
No,
now?
They don't. They have a rule that you can't bring purses or backpacks or any of that in. And if you want to bring something big in, you have to buy their NFL sanctioned
it's clear.
Little bag,
clear plastic thingy. Bag.
Yeah, it's
when
like,
they start that,
it's like worse than the
season.
TSA. Like it's easier to go through the airport now than it is to get into a football game. Like literally, my wife and I went and the kids. Walked up, and I should have known better because I have been to games now since they instituted this new bag thing, and I knew better, and I started seeing like all these girls walking back towards their cars, and I'm like, why is everybody going back to their cars instead of in the game? And then it hit me, and I was like, oh yeah, they got this new thing. You cannot have anything bigger than. Basically, like, you know that 3-1-1 thing at the airport with the plastic bag and whatnot? That's how it is there. Like, if you have anything that is too big, they won't let you in. If it's not one of those clear, plastic, sanctioned, whatever
for 50
bags.
Bucks,
and they probably
you.
Do, right? For like a piece of plastic. I haven't bought one. Do you know
I
how
much? I
haven't
bought one either. They will let you bring your stuff in a clear plastic gallon Ziploc bag if you'd prefer that.
So you can actually bring your own sanctioned
Ziploc bag.
So literally,
what did Lena have to go back to?
So
the
Lena
car?
Had to go back to her car, right? So fortunately, we were late for the game and we got into that tailgating area. And basically, I guess there are people who like come to the game that don't even go to the game,
right?
Oh yeah, we do it all the time. We
that's a thing.
Yeah, oh yeah,
it's a big thing.
All the time.
And they scream. Do you stream the game?
Oh yeah, we watch all the games.
They watch.
We
them.
Watch. We bring. We go there. Bring a couple motorhomes. and watch the games.
We are never
DirecTV.
Invited, Steve.
I know. Thanks.
You're
Rich.
More than welcome
yeah.
to come.
Yeah. Now. Now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Out of guilt.
What? What do you mean now? Football season just started.
Right. So then we'll say, hey, Rich, can we go to the game? Oh gosh, guys, I'm not going.
Right.
And then they sneak into the lot.
So evidently, like people go there and they literally just tailgate. They do their beers and their barbecues and whatnot, and then they leave. Because by the time we got there, which was almost at the second quarter, because
wow, you were late.
No, we were perfectly on time. Traffic was uncooperative. So, no, we were right on time, but traffic did not allow us to get from literally about a mile away to our parking spot for about maybe an hour. I think that's about how long
wow,
it took. Yeah,
it was
really, 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 really bad. But what I realized quite quickly was that if you come late, you can get really good parking because all the people who tailgate.
Yeah, they left. Okay.
They left.
Someone left, yeah.
And so, unfortunately, I wanted to be there in time for the national anthem, Pledge of Allegiance, whatever they do at games nowadays.
Well, and that was the military salute day, too.
Day.
It was a big day for the military.
It was. And you
okay,
would
so that's the part that bothers me about Kaepernick.
Tell me.
He is making a stand for Black Lives and all this. Who's super duper offended that really has nothing to do with it is our military. We are a military town.
San Diego, yeah, for sure.
And that's offensive to me that he's not letting, because I have a flag in my front yard on like a 26-foot pole. And
wow.
That puppy, the second I see it starting to shred a little bit from
you
the
replace
ocean,
it.
I replace that sucker. Because
yeah.
One time, 25 years ago, my flag was a little shredded in the winter, and a guy like 90 years old brought me
a
folded flag, and I opened the door and felt so bad.
Oh, man.
Oh my gosh. But that's the group of people that I feel horrible for, that
yeah.
They're proud to be veterans.
Well, I'm the daughter of a career United States Marine,
yeah,
and I am still in favor of, you know, what I believe that my father served for was for Colin Kaepernick to have the decision to protest in this country in the way that he decides to protest, regardless of what everyone else thinks about it. And
yeah.
To me, that's what the military is being military about.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I hear all of this concern about offending the military and offending the national anthem and the flag, I'm kind of in a different place. I don't understand
yeah, me too.
It.
I get what you're saying, and I my brothers were in the Marines as well, and so I get that. But I don't know. I mean, when's he going to stop? Is he going to do this the entire season?
If he makes the team, I know, right? He's already.
I mean, that's what a lot of people are saying.
A lot of bigger issues
yeah.
than what's going on with this PR thing. But yeah.
Yeah,
and I guess he'll go as long as he wants.
Well, and it's become kind of a spectacle on the news. I mean, it's a big deal in media, online. And I guess if you want to make his point, that's the perfect venue to do it.
Yeah.
I think the biggest problem with what his protest is that, you know, I come from the background of marketing. And one of the things that we used to always tell our clients was, don't create a situation where you're having to spend a lot of time explaining that situation and trying to get people to focus on what your message is. So my question is, why didn't the PR people for the team help him understand that you're creating a situation where the Black Lives Matter is not even going to get heard?
Yeah.
Like, what you're really upset about is not being talked about, and this whole other issue is because of the way you chose to do it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, the only thing they're going to talk about is really, like, I mean, seriously, they're just going to be like, shut up. I mean, really, you're making millions of dollars a year. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to donate some of that money to charity. And it's like, okay, that's all well and good. But that's after the fact, after you started getting some slack. Because of how, I mean, there are different forums for doing the same sort of things. One could legitimately argue that the forum that he's been granted by being on national TV and having the opportunity to talk to the media and do what he wants to do in that way is, in fact, a privilege. And he's taken that right, that privilege, to a level that, frankly, a lot of athletes won't dare to go because of the money, and they're afraid of losing the money, like, you know, Lochte and losing the sponsorships and everything else. And so, I mean, kudos to him for at least saying, I don't care about the money, at least that's what he's saying, and I'm okay losing my sponsorships, and I'm okay donating this money. But at the same token, I'd rather see him do something in the community to actually make this better in some way, shape, or form. I don't see anything going on other than I'm sitting down. I am protesting in my own way. But it's just like politics as usual. You can complain. You can say this doesn't work. You can say this is the problem. But until you
present
put forth
a solution,
you're still part of the problem. So I don't know.
I agree with Valerie, though. I mean, whatever happened to this country being founded where someone with opposing views could be living right next door to each other and that be okay? You know, I mean, there used to be people who completely disagreed with each other living right next door and it was fine.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm not saying I would do it. I think there's a lot to it, but I think the problem is we're living in a soundbite world right now. And he's also working with the NFL, who had us talking about the air pressure of a damn ball for 4 months.
For a long
so
time.
These guys are marketing geniuses. Yeah. So they're pumping it up too. Like every, you know.
So at least the NFL and the focus of the conversation right now is at least on something that matters. Unfortunately, we're gonna have to wrap here. I know it just kind of goes so darn quickly here on the rant, but I will tell you this. I don't think that at the end of the day, no matter what he does, no matter what anyone else does, I come from Chicago. I can tell you the problems are a lot deeper than just simply taking a knee or doing something like that. There's a much bigger game to be played here. All right, guys, we'll talk to you next time here on The Rant on Reinvention Radio. Mary, Rich, Valerie, I'm Steve. We'll talk to you guys really soon.
I thought you were going to tell me to turn us down or something.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.